I was raised in the house with him.
Mr. Felix?
Mr. Felix McMillan. And they taught me mighty good. They teach me good. They said, I remember, said, Joe, I said, yes, sir. When we are dead and in heaven, they said, we want to raise you as an intelligent nigger. We want you to have good friends like we have got. So you'll never be scratched by good, rich, sensible white folks, because they can tell who you are by your raising and your compliments to show that you've been raised, he said, not by the colored, but by the white. I washed an iron. Some days I'd wash 100 pieces. Every morning I'd have 5 beds to mix up, 5 fires to mix, and the children to dress, and churning to do. And after that, but then I'd have some parts of the day. But I had all that to do every day. Raise that up in the house. You know, I remember telling them one story. You know that. Now, I slept like in this room and here, and they slept joining the rooms to me, you know. So, Joe, if it gets cold, come in our room. But great.
I can dance.
No, we do dance. That's just swinging dance.
You love to dance. Now, you get out there and dance.
I don't see how Janie keeps from dancing. You know, that's that way for
you get out there. Let's get this lady. You love to dance. You dance, wouldn't you?
Well, can't you tell a story about your girlhood days and about who raised you? Go ahead.
Come on, James.
No, you.
Yeah, you. You.
Oh, I always was a good girl. I don't know any stories on me. You know.
Well, you work in the field or work in the house?
Yeah, I work in the field and the house, too. Both places. But I like to see you the best.
Why do you like the field the best?
Well, just because I catch more good breeze and more good fresh air out in the field than I does in the kitchen or in the house. Now, you know that.
I didn't go to the field until I was 19 years old.
I love the field.
I went to the field when I was 19 years old, and remember the old boy said, well, Joe, you know, us had 3 gyms there. We had one gym, that 2 gym Max, and 1 gym Tanner, Kenneth. And my brother Jim Max, he was the color fellow in the white gym, you know. He went with my old boss to look for the Jim Kennedy, you know, and to put me to flying, you know. He said, Joe, he says, I want you to go up there on the while the baby to sleep. He fly, said, when Miss Dora call, you go back to the house and see the baby. So, baby went to sleep, you know, slept 2-3 hours, and I fly to the old boss that day. But I didn't like the field. Didn't go to the field, it was 90.
What kind of work did you like best in the field?
Picking cotton.
Picking cotton?
Picking cotton.
How much could you pick in a day?
Well, 150.
Now, you weren't picking very hard.
Now, then they said, Miss Dora had a horse named John. He said, you reckon you can fly old John? I said, yes, I know I can. Which had you really do? Go down in the field, fly old John, and that's what he did. I said, oh, I want to go to the field. He looked at me and laughed. You know what I tell you, you know what I'd rather be in the house than be in the field. He said, well, you go out there and catch the old John and go down there and fly with Mr. Dora's pack. And you know, I went, caught old John, hit him to the telephone, and I went down there and fly with the pack. He come down and sitting there by a big old foot, big one that's on the street. I said, now let's see. He said, Joe, I said, sir, did you fly with Mr. Dora's pack? I said, no, yes, yes, no. He said, they got old John going to the house, see the baby. No, I don't know, sir. I remember that just as good.
All right, Miss Darrell.